Chapter 1. Though most murders are committed in the heat of passion, I always prefer to work in cold blood. My heart doesn't pound with nervousness, my palms don't get slippery with fear, and my neck doesn't tighten with tension. Instead, I feel relaxed, focused, and full of purpose. It's like making sure you are prepared to take a big test, and then looking forward to taking it. I have found my hobby in life, though it may seem quite callous and odd to most what I enjoy. The first time I attempted to kill someone, the plan was so perfect I never took the time to wait to see if I succeeded. I simply moved on to the next phase of my life. I knew immediately I had walked away from a perfect crime. Secure, I would never be suspected, arrested, or charged. I had gotten away with it because it made perfect sense. It was too easy. So I kept trying more difficult options, and they always worked. When I graduated high school, 25 years ago, students were just beginning to hand the principal tokens as they shook hands during graduation and accepted their diplomas. Some traded marbles or chess pawns or other game pieces or pennies, but I suggested bubblegum to two or three key people. I knew everyone else would follow if they carried the idea forward. Then I simply injected poison into mine and rewrapped it. Maybe that piece of gum sat in a bowl on the principal's desk for years. Maybe the cheap jerk gave the candy away for Halloween, or maybe he donated it to some charity. Since I moved far away from home for college and life, I never heard if I was successful, at least on that try. I'm positive I've had a much higher success rate since. Maybe years later, somebody picked up that piece off the principal's desk and then died after a few chews. Imagine the baffled police officers trying to solve that mystery. They'd have no chance, and they'd know it early on in the investigation. It would have been traumatizing for the principal. My hobby is creating and getting away with the perfect murders. Your knee-jerk reaction may be that I'm a sociopath or clinically insane, but such an accusation is not that simple in this case. Killing is a hobby for me, just something I enjoy and am very good at. The process of killing is an intellectual challenge for me, a way to inspire myself to see how far I can go and how much I can get away with.